Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guests on this weekend's show are Derek Taberzi, Environmental Health Inspector for the Maricopa County Public Health Department, and Kristen McWeeny, also Environmental Health Inspector. Welcome to the show. And today, the topic of conversation, we are in what's called Radon Screening Awareness Month, month of January. And Derek, we'll start off with you and we'll let you talk about what is radon.
Radon is a radioactive gaseous element formed by the breakdown of radium in the ground that occurs naturally and is hazardous to people's health.
Is radon present in Macoupin County?
Yes, it is. Both the Illinois Emergency Management Agency as well as the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency have conducted several different studies throughout the state of Illinois, which has shown that radon actually occurs in every single county in Illinois. The IEMA data that was collected indicated that 34% of the homes in Macoupin County that were tested had an indoor radon level of 4 picocuries per liter of air. And the US EPA has actually set that 4 picocuries per liter of air is the action level at which residents should be taking steps to reduce radon levels in their home. The average radon level in Macoupin County homes is 3.7 picocuries per liter of air.
If radon is in the area or inside your home or something like that, Derek, what effects does radon have or how is it hazardous to your health?
Well, radon gas is actually a Class A human carcinogen. So what that means is that there's actual evidence that exposure to radon causes lung cancer in humans. Radon is not only recognized by the U.S. EPA and IEMA as a health hazard, but is also recognized by the American Medical Association, the American Lung Association, the World Health Organization, and many others as a hazard to human health. Radon exposure is the number one leading cause for lung cancer for non-smokers. Radon exposure is responsible for nearly 21,000 lung cancer deaths per year, and roughly 2,900 of those deaths are among individuals who have never smoked.
Now, if a home has a basement, doesn't have a basement, does it make a difference as far as whether there can be radon present?
That actually does not make a difference at all. So any home has the potential to have radon present, whether it has a basement, just a crawl space, or if it was built on a slab. Radon basically enters a home because of the air pressure and the temperature differentials between the indoor and the outdoor air. So when air is exhausted by natural or powered ventilation, makeup air is drawn through openings throughout the foundation of the home from the surrounding soils. Radon is odorless and colorless, so it's very hard for you wouldn't know without testing if radon was present in your home. And it's important not to forget that it is a radioactive gas. The only way to identify the presence of a radon gas is by conducting a test to determine the radon level and the risk associated with that level.
When you speak of testing, is it possible for the homeowner to do it themselves?
Yes. Testing for radon is relatively easy to conduct and generally inexpensive. The test kits themselves come with instructions on how to set up the test in your home and where to send the results. Radon test kits are available at the Maricopa County Public Health Department at 112 South Maricopa Street in Gillespie, Illinois. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, or please call 217-839-4111 or 217-839-4114. We would be more than happy to provide you with a test kit.
For those who test their home, when and how do results come back, or where do you go from there?
So if you get the test kit through us, we do always ask that you call us and report the results of that test, and we can help you from there. But as a general sense, indoor radon levels can be reduced by the installation of a radon mitigation system. So the mitigation system basically collects radon prior to its entry into the home, and it discharges it to a safe location. The mitigation will also modify the structure, air pressure differentials, and dilute radon concentrations with increased ventilation.
Concerning a mitigation system, can one do that themselves, or is it necessary to hire a company for as the mitigation goes?
Well, a homeowner may install the mitigation themselves. However, without the proper equipment and technical knowledge, you could actually potentially increase the radon level in your home and create other health hazards. The best way to install a mitigation system is to hire an IEMA licensed mitigation professional. It's also best practice to obtain 2 to 3 price estimates for the mitigation system. The cost of the mitigation system generally ranges from $800 to $1,200, depending on the characteristics of the home and the choice of the radon reduction method. If you were to install a mitigation system, be sure that you understand the design of the system that is proposed by the licensed contractor.
And for any more questions about radon mitigation systems, whatever it may be, is there a place they can contact?
Yeah, you can contact us at the Macoubin County Health Department at 217-839-4111, or you can call IEMA at 217-782-1325.
Derek Taberzi and Kristen McWeeny, thank you for joining us on the forum today.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.